I'm very happy now to welcome Ulla Peterson. She's the founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. Welcome, Ulla.
Thank you so much, Miss Charlotte.
Now, you were just here a few months ago, but there's an event coming up this weekend that we just wanted to make sure to give you a few minutes to talk about. First of all, the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. It's an elder care. It's a hospice for dogs, horses, and poultry. But as you have often said, and as I have often witnessed, it's a really wonderful, happy place, even for these apparently unadoptable pets who have had some real problems in their lives.
Right, right. They come, we have horses and dogs and poultry, and we have 20 dogs. They don't live in cages. They live family style, so we do a lot of good housekeeping, and we have wonderful volunteers to help us, and we do need more volunteers. But yes, it's a happy place, and that's often something that visitors comment on, that they're surprised because they expect sort of a dreary maybe place. But I call them our old folks. You know, they have various kind of disabilities or ailments, and some are limping around a little bit, but they're happy. And we have a really good environment for them. We are all ecologically sound. There's trees and barns, and they interact with our visitors and volunteers. They have our own sense of community. And we do a lot of what we call brush and cuddle. So they get a sense that they're really wanted. And this is their home for the rest of their lives. Some are with us for a very short time because it is their time to go, but they get a chance to feel loved and cared for. And also, we do a lot of education, and we have workshops on how to care for the elder animals, and we have school groups coming out, and young people, older people, so we try and educate about, and also why it's important to care for our older folks, whether they're animals or whether they're people. And I'm a nurse myself, so I see it in our people population, too, that there's a real need to appreciate our seniors and care for them.
When you give workshops on caring for elder pets, there are probably many of our listeners who do have elder pets. What are some things that they need to know about caring for them?
Okay, well, we have workshops on end-of-life care. And so how to care for instance, if the focus is on dogs, how to care for them, how to know what pain looks like, for instance. What does a seizure
look like? Yeah, because they're so stoic.
They're so stoic, and they're not going to tell you. It's in their genes, and bless their hearts, it's in their genes. They're not going to tell you that they have pain unless it's just absolutely howling, screaming pain. And then, of course, you will know. But how to do real good assessments so that you can develop a really good relationship with your vet that really supports your animals so that you are on the same page with your vet. And we have another workshop on nutrition. We really believe in good nutrition that fosters wellness. No matter how long you have left it, but you have a sense of wellness in your life. And so we put resources into nutrition and good supplements, and we have relatively fewer vet bills that way and much better quality of life. We have another workshop that's called Wills and Estate Planning for pets and their pet families, of course, so that if the pet outlives their family, that there is some provisions made both for their care and for their financial support.
So a lot of people have pets, the people who themselves are old, and when they die, sometimes those pets are just abandoned.
That's correct. A lot of them, we get a lot of calls every day, and many of those calls are really from situations where whoever was their main caregiver in that family either passed away or maybe had a terrible accident. And it doesn't have to be just older people. It could really be younger people,
too. It could be anybody.
It could be anybody. If you have the responsibility for a pet, just like we have godparents for our children.
We have dog parents.
We have dog parents, yeah. Dog godparents. And for your horses, or in this case, we have poultry also. Whatever you are responsible for, that there is some kind of backup system also that is legally enforceable. So that's just some of the areas. We have one in wellness care. And these are taught by our veterinarians and myself. I'm a nurse and a bereavement counselor. And and they're well attended. So it's really something that I'm happy to see that is growing, the interest in caring for our seniors, whether they be people or animals.
So you're doing an art show this weekend from 10 to 4 at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, which is on Highway 14, just south of Santa Fe. And in this art show, you've got all sorts of artists who actually make portraits of animals.
Yeah, portraits or different kinds of portrayals, anyway, of some of our seniors and some of others. And we have four artists this year, and it's a reunion of artists that have shown with us in the past. We usually only have one artist showing, and so this is a reunion, and it's there's something very magic about art and our old folks, as I think of them. And there's something about art being a real, giving a real voice to who they are, to their soul quality. Most of them come from just very traumatic situations. And if the artist can capture that and how they have often come through this transformation once they feel safe and loved and cared for and wanted, there's something very magical and very life-enriching and life-affirming about that.
Right.
I think that goes across all borders and just for our lives in general. It's a very uplifting kind of thing. Sometimes it's just fun and happy, and sometimes it has other feelings in it, but it's just something I have found over the years is a very magical quality, and I love to see all that artwork around the barns.
So that's happening this weekend, this Saturday,
yep,
from
mm-hmm.
10 to 4 in the afternoon. It's
yes.
a family event. There's no charge, and young people and everybody are encouraged to show up and just check the place out. The last time I was there a couple of months ago, I went with some friends, one of whom was 9 years old, and she fell in love with the place and is still trying to figure out how to volunteer there.
Yeah.
And so it's just a very magical, I have to say, Ulla, I really want to appreciate the soul and loving kindness that you have put into that place, because it's evident in every inch of the place, including where trees have been planted that make wonderful shade and little altars for the deceased animals and all of these little touches that make the place loving both to the animals who are there and to the people who populate the place as well, either as volunteers or people who help to feed the animals and just visitors from the outside.
Well, thank you so much.
Ulla Peterson is founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. They're at 3749A Highway 14 in Santa Fe. You can find them on the web at kindredspiritsnm.org, and you can call at 471-5366. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, and we are podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime that you want to, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Jazz Experience.